This episode is brought to you by IVP. The words of Martin Luther King Jr.'s I Have a Dream speech have become enshrined in U.S. history. But since then, what has happened to the struggle for freedom for the African-American community? In his classic IVP book, Free at Last, author Carl Ellis offers an in-depth study of African-American dignity and liberation. With a new preface by Dr. Ellis and a new foreword by rapper Sho Baraka, the book proves just as relevant today as when it was first released. And as a listener of this podcast, you can receive Free at Last for 25% off when you use the promo code IVPOD25. That's IVPOD25 at ivypress.com.
This is IVP. Listening to Get in the Word with Truth Table. Your word is truth, your
word is life. Presented by Inner Varsity Press. Your word is truth, your word is life. The Daily Audio Bible Podcast, read by Dr. Christina Edmondson
and Akemene Uwem. Let's get in the Word, and may the Word get in us. Open our eyes that we may behold wonderful things in your Word.
Old Testament reading, Genesis chapter 42 through chapter 43. Joseph's brothers in Egypt. When Jacob heard there was grain in Egypt, he said to his sons, "Why are you looking at each other?" He then said, "Look, I hear that there is grain in Egypt. Go down there and buy grain for us, so that we may live and not die." So 10 of Joseph's brothers went down to buy grain from Egypt. But Jacob did not send Joseph's brother Benjamin with his brothers, for he said, "What if some accident happens to him?" So Israel's sons came to buy grain among the other travelers, for the famine was severe in the land of Canaan. Now Joseph was the ruler of the country, the one who sold grain to all the people of the country. Joseph's brothers came and bowed down before him with their faces to the ground. When Joseph saw his brothers, he recognized them, but he pretended to be a stranger to them and spoke to them harshly. He asked, "Where do you come from?" They answered, "From the land of Canaan, to buy grain for food." Joseph recognized his brothers, but they did not recognize him. Then Joseph remembered the dreams he had dreamed about them, and he said to them, "You are spies. You have come to see if our land is vulnerable." But they exclaimed, "No, my lord, your servants have come to buy grain for food. We are all the sons of one man. We are honest men. Your servants are not spies." "No," he insisted, "but you have come to see if our land is vulnerable." They replied, "Your servants are from a family of 12 brothers. We are the sons of one man in the land of Canaan. The youngest is with our father at this time, and one is no longer alive." But Joseph told them, "It is just as I said to you, you are spies. You will be tested in this way. As surely as Pharaoh lives, you will not depart from this place unless your youngest brother comes here. One of you must go and get your brother, while the rest of you remain in prison. In this way, your words may be tested to see if you are telling the truth. If not, then as surely as Pharaoh lives, you are spies." He imprisoned them all for 3 days. On the third day, Joseph said to them, "Do as I say, and you will live. For I fear God. If you are honest men, leave one of your brothers confined here in the prison while the rest of you go and take grain back for your families. But you must bring your youngest brother to me. Then your words will be verified, and you will not die. They did as he said. They said to one another, "Surely we're being punished because of our brother, because we saw how distressed he was when he cried to us for mercy." But we refused to listen. That is why this distress has come on us. Reuben said to them, "Didn't I say to you, don't sin against the boy?" But you wouldn't listen. So now we must pay for shedding his blood. Now they did not know that Joseph could understand them, for he was speaking through an interpreter. He turned away from them and wept. When he turned around and spoke to them again, he had Simeon taken from them and tied up before their eyes. Then Joseph gave orders to fill their bags with grain, to return each man's money to his sack, and to give them provisions for the journey. His orders were carried out. So they loaded their grain on their donkeys and left. When one of them opened his sack to get feed for his donkey at their resting place, he saw his money in the mouth of his sack. He said to his brothers, "My money was returned. Here it is in my sack." They were dismayed. They turned trembling to one another and said, "What in the world has God done to us?" They returned to their father Jacob in the land of Canaan and told him all the things that had happened to them, saying, "The man, the Lord of the land, spoke harshly to us and treated us as if we were spying on the land. But we said to him, 'We're honest men. We're not spies. We are from a family of 12 brothers. We are the sons of one father. One is no longer alive, and the youngest is with our father at this time in the land of Canaan.' Then the man, the Lord of the land, said to us, 'This is how I will find out if you are honest men. Leave one of your brothers with me, and take grain for your hungry households and go. But bring your youngest brother back to me, so I will know that you are honest men and not spies. Then I will give your brother back to you, and you may move about freely in the land.' When they were emptying their sacks, there was each man's bag of money in his sack. When they and their father saw the bags of money, they were afraid. Their father Jacob said to them, "You are making me childless. Joseph is gone, Simeon is gone, and now you want to take Benjamin? Everything is against me." Then Reuben said to his father, "You may put my two sons to death if I do not bring him back to you. Put him in my care, and I will bring him back to you." But Jacob replied, "My son will not go down there with you, for his brother is dead, and he alone is left. If an accident happens to him on the journey you have to make, then you will bring down my gray hair in sorrow to the grave." The second journey to Egypt. Now the famine was severe in the land. When they finished eating the grain they had brought from Egypt, their father said to them, "Return, buy us a little more food." But Judah said to him, "The man solemnly warned us, 'You will not see my face unless your brother is with you. If you send our brother with us, we'll go down and buy food for you. But if you will not send him, we won't go down there, because the man said to us, you will not see my face unless your brother is with you.'" Israel said, "Why did you bring this trouble on me by telling the man you had one more brother?" They replied, "The man questioned us thoroughly about ourselves and our family, saying, 'Is your father still alive? Do you have another brother?' So we answered him in this way, 'How could we possibly know that he would say, bring your brother down?'" Then Judah said to his father Israel, "Send the boy with me, and we will go immediately. Then we will live and not die, we and you and our little ones. I myself pledge security for him. You may hold me liable. If I do not bring him back to you and place him here before you, I will bear the blame before you all my life." But if we had not delayed, we could have traveled there and back twice by now. Then their father Israel said to them, If it must be so, then do this. Take some of the best products of the land in your bags, and take a gift down to the man, a little balm and a little honey, spices and myrrh, pistachios and almonds. Take double the money with you. You must take back the money that was returned in the mouths of your sacks. Perhaps it was an oversight. Take your brother too, and go right away to the man. May the sovereign God grant you mercy before the man, so that he may release your other brother and Benjamin. As for me, if I lose my children, I lose them. So the men took these gifts, and they took double the money with them, along with Benjamin. Then they hurried down to Egypt and stood before Joseph. When Joseph saw Benjamin with them, he said to the servant who was over his household, Bring the men to the house, slaughter an animal, and prepare it, for the men will eat with me at noon. The man did just as Joseph said. He brought the men into Joseph's house. But the men were afraid when they were brought to Joseph's house. They said, We are being brought in because of the money that was returned in our sacks last time. He wants to capture us, make us slaves, and take our donkeys. So they approached the man who was in charge of Joseph's household and spoke to him at the entrance to the house. They said, My lord, we did indeed come down the first time to buy food. But when we came to the place where we spent the night, we opened our sacks, and each of us found his money, the full amount, in the mouth of his sack. So we have returned it. We have brought additional money with us to buy food. We do not know who put the money in our sacks. Everything is fine. The man in charge of Joseph's household told them, Don't be afraid. Your God and the God of your fathers has given you treasure in your sacks. I had your money. Then he brought Simeon out to them. The servant in charge brought the men into Joseph's house. He gave them water, and they washed their feet. Then he gave food to their donkeys. They got their gifts ready for Joseph's arrival at noon, for they had heard that they were to have a meal there. When Joseph came home, they presented him with the gifts they had brought inside, and they bowed down to the ground before him. He asked them how they were doing. Then he said, Is your aging father well? The one you spoke about, is he still alive? Your servant, our father, is well, they replied. He is still alive. They bowed down in humility. When Joseph looked up and saw his brother Benjamin, his mother's son, he said, Is this your youngest brother, whom you told me about? Then he said, May God be gracious to you, my son. Joseph hurried out, for he was overcome by affection for his brother and was at the point of tears. So he went to his room and wept there. Then he washed his face and came out. With composure, he said, Set out the food. They set a place for him, a separate place for his brothers, and another for the Egyptians who were eating with them. The Egyptians were not able to eat with Hebrews, for the Egyptians think it is disgusting to do so. They set before him, arranged by order of birth, beginning with the firstborn and ending with the youngest. The men looked at each other in astonishment. He gave them portions of the food set before him, but the portions for Benjamin was 5 times greater than the portions for any of the others. They drank with Joseph until they all became drunk. New Testament reading, Luke chapter 4, verses 1 through 15. The temptation of Jesus. Then Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan River and was led by the Spirit in the wilderness, where for 40 days he endured temptations from the devil. He ate nothing during those days, and when they were completed, he was famished. The devil said to him, If you are the Son of God, command this stone to become bread. Jesus answered him, It is written, Man does not live by bread alone, Then the devil led him up to a high place and showed him in a flash all the kingdoms of the world. And he said to him, "To you I will grant this whole realm and the glory that goes along with it, for it has been relinquished to me, and I give it to anyone I wish. So then, if you will worship me, all this will be yours." Jesus answered him, "It is written, 'You are to worship the Lord your God and serve only him.'" Then the devil brought him to Jerusalem, had him stand on the highest point of the temple, and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down from here, for it is written, 'He will command his angels concerning you to protect you, and with their hands they will lift you up, so that you will not strike your foot against a stone.'" Jesus answered him, "It is said, 'You are not to put the Lord your God to the test.'" So when the devil had completed every temptation, he departed from him until a more opportune time. The beginning of Jesus' ministry in Galilee. Then Jesus, in the power of the Spirit, returned to Galilee, and news about him spread throughout the surrounding countryside. He began to teach in their synagogues and was praised by all. This is the word of God for the people of God. May God add a blessing to the reading of his word. Let us go boldly to God's throne of grace. Gracious God, we just thank you for another opportunity to sit with your word today. We thank you that you are teaching us, correcting us, growing us up as we spend time in your word together. God, we pray that today you would lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that when tempted, you did not succumb, that you fulfilled the law on our behalf. We thank you, O God, that you are indeed with us now. And we pray that whatever comes our way today, that we would walk in your light, your beautiful light. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
We pray this time of getting the word with Truth Table has encouraged us all to not only be hearers of God's word, but doers.
Share your reflections on these scriptures with us on Twitter and Instagram using the hashtag #GetInTheWord and hashtag #TruthsTable.
Saints, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you. Go with God.
Get in the Word with Truth Table is a production of InterVarsity Press. For 75 years, IVP has created and published resources that deepen lives for Christ to engage the university, church, and the world. Visit ivpress.com for more information. Our Bible reading plan is from BibleStudyTogether.com, and the Bible version is the New English Translation, used by permission. Sound engineering is from Podastery Studios, and our executive producer is Helen Lee.
Let's go something.